You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond the logo.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet.
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN. All season long.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Yeah. We're on Aaron Donald watch.
This is the Rich Eisen Show with guest host Seth Rollins.
One thing that everybody that's ever played with Aaron Donald has ever said is that he is the best teammate. He's not a Roman Reigns, right?
Oh,
hey. He just don't want to show up.
Earlier on the show, Good Morning Football co-host Jamie Erdahl. Coming up, WWE superstar Becky Lynch. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Seth Rollins.
We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show. I am WWE superstar Seth freaking Rollins.
Woo.
And we are in the final hour on Friday, the 24th of July, 2026.
Yeah, man.
Proclaimed by the governor
hear ye.
Pennsylvania himself, Josh Shapiro. Today is LeBron James Day.
LeBron James.
In Pennsylvania. There it is. There's the proclamation. You know what I was wondering when I saw this proclamation? I mean, how far in advance did Josh Shapiro know that this was going down? Did he get a little heads up? I saw that there was already a Topps card signed. Somebody knew. Somebody knew about this ahead of time. Chris Brockman, and did not tell us. We got the news when everybody else did. TJ didn't know about it. I didn't know about it.
But I did predict it.
Del Tufo, you know about it?
No, not at all.
I feel like you got some mafia ties somewhere in your family. Hey,
if I did, I'd probably open my mouth and tell you. And Brockman can assure
you. Would have known.
And TJ will tell you I probably would have said it.
The crazy thing about today is there's a family picnic going, a family reunion back in Altoona right now that I've gone to the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go this year, unfortunately, because Rich wasn't here. And so we have a guest host, so I just wanted to be here, so I didn't go. So I almost wasn't even here today. Ooh. Could you imagine
how
tragic? I would have been in Pennsylvania for LeBron James Day.
That would have been pretty special.
You know, shout out to everybody in Altoona right now.
Hopefully. Shout them out, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Ooh. But yeah, but I'm here.
You're here with us, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're here. Everybody out there listening, also here with us, give us a call, 844-204-RICH. We are on Disney Plus. We are on the ESPN app. We are on ESPN Radio, Sirius Radio, Channel 80. Let's take a caller.
Callers.
We got a lot of people waiting today to talk about LeBron James, which, of course, big news. Why wouldn't we? So let's grab Victor in Maine. Great state of Maine. I got some relatives up there. Beautiful state. Really underrated state, Maine, I will say. Victor, where are you at, man? Are you on the line with us? You want to talk about LeBron? You say we got a Celtics fan in Maine. And what are we thinking? How are we feeling about this LeBron James news, Victor?
I'm not feeling great about it.
Sorry, Vic.
I'll be honest why. You never hear me say a bad thing about Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, we love you still. Awful trade.
Agree.
But my thing with Philly, I wasn't worried about them as bad before just because all their additions this year, like Simons, Brown even, they're ISO guys. They're not really playmakers. And then they have Max and Edgecombe and Deed. They're not really playmakers either. LeBron's going to come in here, and he's going to just be a pure playmaker. It's bad.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but the despair in your voice really is coming through strong. Like it's like someone like, you know, off your pet or something.
He sounds, you know, he sounds like I did after the Cowboys traded Micah last year.
There's a real sadness.
Favorite player and seeing him in Philly and then with LeBron, it's terrible.
Yeah, I saw a tweet that said, you know, nice job, Celtics, basically giving the Sixers Jaylen Brown and LeBron for Paul George and two first-round picks. Oh, that hurts.
I mean, look, let's
not disrespect Paul George.
Maybe these first-round picks will turn into something special, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe it'll turn into the next LeBron James, you know, and you'll have success for 25 seasons. And, yeah, you know, you got to look on the bright side.
But probably not, though. That's the thing.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Isn't Tatum better win MVP this year, TJ?
and I don't begrudge anybody their fandom. But come on, guys. Boston has won enough. You've won enough. You've got all the titles. You'll be fine for a couple years, okay? You're going to get more titles, whether it's the Patriots or the Celtics or the Bruins or the Red Sox. You're going to get a title somewhere in the next 10 years for sure. So just excuse us over here, you know, while we have no sympathy for you guys.
Seth, here's the
thing. So we do laugh, Seth, when there's honestly a little despair in your voice.
Hold on a second.
What am I holding on
to? You have a daughter. I have a son. There are two-year-olds in the New England area who haven't seen a parade.
Oh, this guy.
Think of the kids.
This guy.
Disgusting.
Think of the kids.
Oh,
man. Come on.
You know what Jordan said? Bleep them kids. Care about them kids? I want our 13-year-old caller to have a championship. That's the kid I'm interested in.
It's too late for him.
I want him to have success.
Too late for him.
Victor, as a Celtics fan, are you just completely out? He's gone. We lost him. All right, that's
did we lose him or did Del Tufo hang up on him?
Probably Del Tufo let him go.
Sometimes you
let him go.
Cut him loose.
I'm like an umpire. You're out.
We got business to tend to over here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we can't have Victor and his Celtics fandom ruin it. So
when I think Victor, I think Victor Von Doom, Dr. Doom, and he wears green and you're wearing green. Oh. Just saying, that was an interesting. My mind works weird. I'm going to shut up.
That's all good. We like a weird mind. I mean, we're full of weirdness on this show. We do have a game to play, though.
Yeah, we
have a game to play. Brockman, take us to it, man. Let us have it.
It's Friday, Seth. Let's go.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
What's more likely?
What's more like? I've never played this game before.
It's sweeping the nation.
Oh, all right. Okay.
We love Pella. We love their sponsorship here.
Presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
Okay, Seth, here's the deal. It's your first Friday with us.
Yep.
I'm going to explain the rules.
It's very simple.
I give you some stuff, and I ask you what's more likely, and then I give you some options.
Okay.
And you tell me which one's more likely.
All right.
And they're out there, too.
It's very easy.
Oh, they're crazy.
Well, you know what? Some of them. You'll notice I did kind of steer a lot of these toward... Toward Seth.
Okay,
my wheelhouse.
You know what
stuff.
I mean? Some of these are going to be in your wheelhouse.
All right, so we're not talking about PGA Tour or anything like that.
No. Although, shout out Michael Kim, shot a 59 today. That's undeniably sick. I'm very happy for him.
In like the front nine?
No.
Oh, that's me.
59 for the whole.
59 for the whole tournament.
That's me.
The 3M in Minnesota, where you'll be shortly.
All right.
Here we go. Let's get to it.
What's more likely?
Guys, more likely, number one overall worthy player you most want in fantasy this year. Okay. Bijan, Jameer, or Ja'Marr Chase. Who do you want most in fantasy this year?
I'm going Bijan. Bijan Robinson is a dog. He's an animal. He's more likely to be the number one fantasy guy for me. He's just a savage. He can do everything. I love Jahmyr Gibbs. I have a hard time going right wide receiver, even with Ja'Marr Chase, just because A, it's wide receiver. B, you don't know what kind of health situation you're going to have with Joey B. Although, I mean, Ja'Marr balled out even with Joe Flacco throwing him the ball. So, you know, I could be argued on that. But if you ask me, the two running backs, even though I think Jahmyr Gibbs is a special talent, Bijan is like all-world Christian McCaffrey in his prime level. He's still, I mean, Jahmyr Young too, but Bijan, he can just do it all. And in Atlanta, he's the one. Like, he's the one. You know what I mean? The whole offense is going through him.
What are these guys going to go for in your auction league, TJ?
Well, you know, Seth, we don't do the traditional snake. We do auction. And I, you know, I'm the defender. I won the championship last year, fourth time, highly competitive league with Jahmyr Gibbs. So I'm going for him again.
Nice.
Jahmyr Gibbs in a, we do a $200. Say I'm
75?
I'm okay to go up to about between 72 and 75 for Gibbs. Oh,
that's nearly half your stash.
That's nearly
man.
Half. Yeah, it is. But as we all know, and through the waiver wire throughout the year, but
touché.
you've got to have a stud wide receiver. You've got to have a stud running back, and then you can get a good $2-3 quarterback. But running backs, top running backs are at a premium, so you got to spend the majority of your money on them, man.
No,
all
man.
All right, let's keep it moving. Seth Rollins, you are a diehard Chicago Bears fan.
That's me.
The Bears. Who's more likely to be your favorite Bear of all time? Sweetness, Brian Urlacher, Caleb Williams.
Oh, man.
That's easy.
Jury's out on Caleb. You know what I mean? Early in his career, entering his third season. If this man brings a title to Chicago in my lifetime, I'm willing to change my answer, but number one right now, absolutely Sweetness.
Okay.
No doubt about it. Maybe the coolest professional football player of all time, arguably the greatest runner to ever play the game. Sweetness could do it all. He could run, he could pass, he could kick, he could break your ankles, and he could run right through you. He was an animal, and this is no disrespect to Brian Urlacher, who is incredible, one of the best middle linebackers to ever do it, but man. Sweetness,
Payton,
dude. Like, one of one. And the nickname, too. Sweetness.
Also, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is kind of taken over at the NFL as being an award more prestigious than the MVP at this point.
At the NFL honors, it goes on last. After the MVP. Matthew Stafford with his daughters, which was an incredible moment. No. Yep. Walter Payton Award after that. Yep. So, yes. I mean, Sweetness number one. Right, but, willing to change my answer. In the future, if Caleb can bring me a Lombardi.
All right, I teed you up for that one. How about this one? And let's all be objective, which I know will be very hard.
It's tough.
These teams were all our third-round sleeper team. More likely team of ours to make championship weekend this year. The Bears, the Cowboys, or the Patriots?
Oh, you guys. If it's
championship weekend?
Like more likely to make the Final Four.
Final
championship
Four?
Week.
Can I just say all three right now?
I mean, I actually think it's Chicago, and I'm not being biased. I mean, I can't trust Dallas' defense yet. I just can't trust their
even
defense.
Even though we got Caleb Downs?
I love Caleb Downs. No, you I love don't. Christian
I've heard
Parker.
You on other shows.
That's not true.
You were very skeptical. You were like, can a safety do this? I heard you.
Of course, it's a safety drafted that high. I mean, we're talking like the impact you want for a draft pick as a safety that high. The Bears drafted a safety in the first round.
Look, he's Ed Polamalu, okay?
Stop it.
He's Troy Lott.
Okay. All right.
You are riding slow too down. High right now. Slow down.
It's a good day to be TJ.
Slow down.
I'm sorry. I got to put the Cowboys third on this one. I'm going Patriots to get back there. I do think they're actually their roster is better than it was last year, but their schedule is going to be a lot more difficult than it was last year, and I don't think the playoffs are going to be as smooth for them if they get to that point.
The quote Steph Tanner, how rude.
How rude.
All right, the big news today, LeBron James going to Philadelphia.
LeBron James.
Which means one watch has ended, but one is still going on. Former Los Angeles star to win a championship first, LeBron or Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald.
Why not both?
No, come on now. Get out of here. Actually, to be fair, I mean, the Sixers, I don't know ball. Like, y'all know ball. I think they're in the mix. I thought the Knicks, they have the continuity, but that trifecta of players, you know, between Jaylen Brown, Embiid, if he's healthy, and LeBron, like that, they can do some damage. But,
Mr. Max.
But if Aaron Donald chooses to come back to play professional football for the Los Angeles Football Rams, which all signs point to it's happening, dude. Come on. That team is so ridiculously stacked. Like, you don't... That's the NWO in the NFL, where everybody's just jumping back on the wagon. You're going to end up with, like, Steph Diggs or D-Hop taking a one-year deal for a minimum, you know, league minimum or something to try to get
Debo
on that
Debo Samuel
wagon.
As a name thrown out.
Debo.
Today.
You know what? I'm going to come on. Get out. Go compete somewhere else.
So, wait, are the Rams the NWO and the Sixers the Wolfpack? Because I would take that.
Sure. I'll let you have that.
That sounds pretty fun, actually.
I'll let you take that.
Yeah, all right.
Have at it.
All right, how about this one? Let's operate under the assumption that Aaron Donald is coming back.
Okay.
More likely to be the higher total. Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald combined sacks this year, okay, or Matthew Stafford touchdown passes?
I think Stafford touchdown passes still. Right, because Donald, he plays in the interior, and he, you know, was a game wrecker for sure. But I mean, I'm thinking like 30 total sacks between the two of them.
Okay,
35. That's a max level, right? That'd be like an extreme sack total. And I do think Matthew Stafford is going to be good for another 35 to 40 touchdown passes again this year. I mean, he's got all the weapons back. Like everything is, he's playing at an elite level. It's not like he's, I didn't see any reason to think that his skills were declining last season. He looked incredible. Even in the cold weather game, I thought he was going to blow it in Chicago. Did not. Threw a dime to Davante Adams in that game on the sideline. Like, it's all there. I think he'll get him. And you're asking then Myles Garrett to get 20 sacks again, something like that. Why not? Sure. I do think there's a 25? Possibility that, dude.
30?
Could you imagine if he just starts racking them up like that?
I can't imagine.
Oof. That's an interesting one, but I'll still go with Matthew Stafford.
All right, a few more.
Remember, Chris, all we heard last offseason was Stafford's back was hurt. There's a guy in a van working on his back. Exactly. We didn't think that.
Yeah. They drafted a quarterback this offseason, but all reports are that he is very healthy going into the season. Feels great. And now that they kind of load managing and Joel Embiid style with him in the training camp and preseason.
For sure. All right, a few more. Let's turn attention.
Let's
go here. More likely legend, WWE legend, you'd want as an opponent.
Oh.
Macho Man.
Oh, ooh.
Ric Flair.
Oh.
Or Bret Hart.
Oh, man.
Wow. You're doing him dirty right now, bro.
Cool.
Dream match, Seth Rollins.
That is so difficult.
Justified.
Holy cow.
And a different match with each guy. You'd have it probably a different style.
Look at these guys, first of all.
Talking to you, Seth Rollins.
Wow. Yeah. That is so tough.
The guy with the big arms, brother.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, here's the thing.
I am the best.
And this is not taking anything away from Macho Man or Randy Savage at all. The Bret Hart, Ric Flair, both what we would refer to in the business as ring generals, as in they like to lead the match, right? They like to be the ones in control, right? Savage, not quite as much. Now, the rep of Savage was that he was a big pre-planner. He liked to write things down, and that's not my style. So this is actually a really difficult situation. I think I would go somewhere in the middle because Savage is my favorite entertainer of the bunch. I loved him more than anybody.
I take
a lot of the visionary character from Macho Man. But I think I'm going to go with Bret the Hitman Hart, which is that's going to be a controversial call because Bret and I, you know, he's come at me a little bit over the years. Now we've mended fences.
Well, he
and
comes
all that.
At a lot of people.
He does. We've mended fences a little bit, but I really think we could do something special in the ring. That is a tough one. What a crew. What three top tier all time talents.
I like all three of those, but I'd like your pick. I'd like you like Seth Rollins versus Bret Hart.
Hitman.
That's money right there.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
All right, let's go to this one then. More likely to be your favorite kind of match.
Oh.
Ladder, Hell in a Cell, a hardcore street fight, or a straight up standard straight match.
Oh, this, man, I like the toys. I like the toys, but I'm over the cell. I've fallen off that cell more times than I care to remember. Twice. That's too many times.
And they did you kind of dirty the last time you were in a cell.
No. Are you? Which one are you thinking of?
Think about the red cell.
The Fiend? Well, that wasn't my last time in the cell.
Oh, that wasn't your last time.
My last time in the cell was actually with Edge in Saudi Arabia, which was an awesome Hell in a Cell match. Thank you very much.
Right.
The Fiend one, give or take. People didn't love it that much, but I think you go back, you watch it, it's not as bad.
I had no problem with it.
I'm over the cell. Don't want to fall off that. Okay. Same for the ladders. The ladders are the most painful implement that we have because you're falling off of a very high rung and it hurts so much. And even if you fall on the ladder or the ladder dings your forearm a little bit, it's so painful. I'm going with the hardcore match.
Okay.
right? That way you can kind of do, you can, there's a lot more flow. You can get whatever you need. You can get a kendo stick, you can get a garbage can, you can get a table, you can get chairs, you can get whatever. There you go. TJ with the stick over there.
It keeps it handy.
Singapore
never
cane
know.
In hand. But you have a lot more to play with. You know, you want to get some thumbtacks out. You want to get a little barbed wire. You can get a little fire going. You can, whatever. It's like a little pick your poison.
Real glass.
You know? No real glass.
Oh, no real
glass. I'm good on the real glass. Yep. I love some sugar glass. A little sugar glass. We'll break that real quick. Real glass? No, thank you.
No rivers will be cried here.
Last one. More likely to be the bigger number, higher total. Titles that change hands at SummerSlam.
Ooh.
Across all days.
Okay.
Across all matches. Or stomps you hit on Roman Reigns your title match.
That's a good one, Chris.
That is a good one. I'm looking at the title matches in my head right now. You've got me and Roman. I expect that title to change. Punk and Cody, proper toss-up. You don't know what's going to happen there.
Women's
Liv
World.
And Io, I'm squarely on the side of Io Sky.
Io!
Obviously, you're going to get a new interim women's champion. Gable versus Penta. That one could go either way as well. I'm going to go with stomps.
Yes.
I'm going with stomps because I really like to stomp Roman Reigns' head. I've done it multiple times over the years with great success, as a matter of fact. So I would love to do it again.
And one
Not
stomp.
Just once, but twice.
One stomp won't get it done. So you're going to probably need.
I mean, one stomp might get it done, where's the fun in that?
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the fun in that?
You need multiple.
I beat it. I've beat him with one stomp before. I could beat him with one stomp again, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So
that's what's more likely for a Friday.
That was good. I like that. That was an awesome game. What's more likely? Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. That was a good game. Thank you for that.
Fun stuff.
And guess what, guys?
Great job.
The man.
Yes.
Big time Bex. She's in the green room.
Let's
She's going to be sitting in the chair. My beautiful, lovely wife. Coming up next on The Rich Eisen Show with Seth Rollins.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Full disclosure for everyone here, including everyone at our audience at home.
Back in radio.
I was not single at the time.
Oh.
So I wasn't trying to really make a move. I just, you know, a little, I just wanted to just
Say banter.
Just yeah,
banter.
Just a little banter. Yeah,
trying to introduce yourself to a coworker. Just there's a, nothing wrong with that.
There was nothing wrong with it, and it never went anywhere, and we were just friends. But yeah, I mean, I was attracted. I was attracted. Come on.
Of course.
A little attractive.
I can blame you.
That's all I'm saying.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
But the question, Becky, is were you attracted?
No. Sorry.
All right. Reset here. All right, we are back on ESPN Radio. Seth Rollins.
There wasn't even a follow-up. It was just, no.
I'm done.
Well, no, it was always like, don't get near the boys. So there was always like that. You know, I like chatting to them, but I was like, oh, don't fall for me.
We are back here on ESPN Radio with the one and only, the man, Becky Lynch.
It's funny because Rich, with his wife, Susie, we always like, we bombard them with questions about how they met. And Rich was, he chased Susie for a while and she kept him at arm's length. And at one point, Rich was like, it's amazing our children are even alive, because she just held him off and he was trying and she wasn't trying to give him the time of day. So it's, they made it work. You guys made it work.
I mean, we were just friends for like 4 years, you know, before there was any romantic inklings, I suppose, right? Four, five years.
Five years,
really. We were just friends. We went to some concerts together. We hung out a little bit. We went surfing together in Hawaii.
Which is, do you know what we just discovered? There is a picture of us surfing in Hawaii. It was our first show in Hawaii?
Yes.
And it was on the 29th of June, 2016. We got married in Hawaii, June 29th, 2021. But we had no idea that there was any correlation there.
Whoa.
I was like, that's pretty crazy.
No clue at all. And also randomly, UFC legend Max Holloway somehow was involved in both of these situations.
Oh, really?
Yes, Max. We had the show in, it was in Honolulu. This was 2016. It was a live event, I think. And Max was at the show, just, you know, he was there hanging out because I think he residences there. And he was just like, you know, backstage saying hi or whatever, met him. And then in 2021 or 2020?
No,
later,
that was 2019 when we got engaged.
2019, we get engaged.
We were working out on the beach.
We were in Maui. We get engaged and then we're working out on the beach and lo and behold, who comes walking by randomly? No, just Max Holloway strolled like, hey through Maui. Hey guys, good to see you again.
What's happening?
It was so very random.
So I guess the next question,
what do you got?
I guess more so for Becky, is when did you know?
When did I know?
Yeah.
It's like we've seen each other a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I was always a little wary of you.
Yeah.
He had a rep.
You know? I mean, is it the man bun? Like, what is it about him?
Well, do you want to?
Go ahead. Tell him. I want to know why you were wary of me.
Well, you know.
You heard some things?
You can't hurt my feelings. Just get after it.
Well, I had heard some things.
Okay.
That got your tongue?
No,
without telling us anything, she just told us everything.
He's a bad boy.
Well, you know, he had a reputation. And then, you know, for, you know, being a little bit of a, you know, he's a charming man, a very handsome man. You know,
I was a bit of a flirt.
He was a bit of a flirt.
He
was a bit of a flirt.
I was a bit of a flirt.
We were friends. So, you know, he was telling me about how considering polygamy.
Wait, what?
Fine.
Didn't see that one coming.
That's like, my big pickup line, guys.
I don't know. I don't know if this is the one for me.
Would you like to be a sister wife?
What?
No. Look, it was a very strange time in my life. You start going through all these relationships and you're like, why can't I do this? What is wrong with me? Maybe it's the system. I don't know what I'm doing. This isn't it. It's this monogamy thing. I can't do it. I'm on the road all the time. This is chaos. Right. And the truth is you're just an idiot and you haven't met the right one.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's all it is. You're just a moron and these people weren't for you, and that's fine. This person is for you. And so once we started seeing each other, it was like, boom, over, done for me anyway. I remember when you told me let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were coming back from some autograph signing somewhere. I was in Houston.
Yeah.
And you were like in New Orleans or something?
I was in Houston. I got there first. I had to do an autograph signing in Houston and you were flying in from LA. We had just hung out in LA and you were like, you want to do this? And I was like, no. You gotta sow your wild oats. And then anyway, at the signing, I just had the itis, you know, if somebody was talking about you or they came in with a t-shirt, I was just, oh, isn't he so wonderful and handsome and great and perfect? And they were like, okay, Becky, can you sign this? And then I remember texting you like, oh, I can't wait to see you or something, and I miss you. And you were like, what's happened? Mm-hmm. What's gotten over you?
Yes. Yeah. Where's Becky and what have you done with her? That's what I felt. But then it was off to the races from there. I think I started ring shopping like within a month. It was very quick. Very quick. And when you know, you know. And now here we are many, many years later with a little 5.5-year-old baby and happily married, and the rest is history, as they say.
Living the dream. That's amazing.
Speaking of the kid, how was she this morning? How was your morning?
Oh, she got a little splinter in her foot. Very concerned about it.
Oh, no. You were or she was?
She was.
Oh, okay.
I tried to take it out with a tweezers. She was okay once I got it out.
Oh, okay.
But that's good. To chase her around a little bit. She got a little bingo bandage on her. She was good.
Bingo, yeah. From Bluey.
Yes.
This is a Bluey house. The Disney Plus people will appreciate that. Yeah. This is a Bluey house. Yep. We love Bluey. Except we do have a bone to pick a little bit with Bluey.
Well, yes.
With Bandit specifically. The Bandit is the father, healer.
What do you do?
Everything.
He does everything.
He does it all.
He's the best. But we've also discovered that I think we do too much, because she thinks that Bandit is a mean dad, which means that we've gone way too hard. Which means if Bandit is seeming like a mean dad, we're way too nice.
Yeah, we got to temper expectations.
Yeah.
You know, we got to reel it in a little. And then you got something kind of cool going on this afternoon, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Guest hosting Lithium Radio.
Oh, nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, sick.
That's like the grunge station.
That's the grunge station. Grunge.
It's like 90s rock.
Yeah.
Now, for this, do you have like a set playlist or do you just wing it?
I kind of winging it, but then I just gave our good friend Dip over there a playlist.
Dip is our manager, by the way.
Yeah, Lithium's channel 34, right?
Sitting on the couch.
Yes.
Yep, 34 in series.
Lithium channel 34. So are you allowed to divulge what might be on the list, or is that do we not want to give anything?
I feel like that would be giving it away.
You got to tune in.
Yeah, you got.
What time
tune
are you
in.
On?
I'm on at 3:30.
3:30 Pacific.
Pacific.
Okay, time. So 6:30 Eastern.
We can guess that there's going to be, you know, some Nirvana, probably some Alice in Chains, maybe some Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, all that. Okay.
All of the above.
All right. I like that.
And all of the above.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
This is a cool gig.
This is a very cool gig.
Because music has been a huge part of your life.
Yes.
Growing up.
Yes.
Yeah. And you.
Everyone's right.
And no. Some people are just like, yeah, music's fine. It's a thing.
Oh.
It exists and I hear it occasionally. But not everybody, I think, is like defined by their musical tastes. Now, maybe like I am. I think you are. TJ, for you.
I am hip hop.
Hip hop,
but are. I also like I said, all those bands I listed. My playlist is wild.
Yes,
it'll go from, you know, Alice in Chains to Biggie to, you know, we'll have some opera pop up, and then one of your theme songs will come on my.
There you go.
You know, so
yacht
I'm
rock.
All over yacht rock. Sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was listening to TJ. I was also double timing, wondering like, wait a minute, what are these guys doing? And then I was like, Yacht Rock is perfect.
Oh, Yacht Rock, the classic rock stations 25 and 26 on Sirius, Yacht Rock's channel 15.
Oh,
you got,
wow.
90s on 9, you got 80s on 8.
Oh yeah.
Like, and then you go Lithium 34, you go the hip hop stations up into the 40s. Yeah, I mean, all over the dial on Sirius.
Okay.
And Mike Del Tufo's a long time
Del Tufo,
DJ.
That's what I want. Del Tufo, what's your playlist?
I'm house.
I'm a house.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Wait, like
yeah,
a like a I'm like a untik, untik,
untik. Straight like EDM. Give me BPM and all the Studio 54. I like the oldies, but house.
Oh, that's
I'm
amazing.
A house DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, but like Mike used to do a music show from his apartment. His setup, his condo is insane. So he'd go online on Friday night, and he'll just sit there and he'll spin records for, when I'm telling you hours, I mean
6 to 8 hours.
He'll go from like 5 p.m. to like midnight. I've fallen asleep and woken up, and he's still going. He plays everything. Going. Yeah,
I love DJing. I've been doing it 50 years. It's like my life.
Yeah. Did you just learn this?
I just learned.
Oh no! What? Oh yeah. My dream would be to DJ at like EDC, like anywhere.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Any big festival, I'd go crazy. And I'd actually mix.
Yeah.
Because I actually mix. I'm not a producer. I'm not making my own music. I'd play their music. But I'm at the Chainsmokers this year. I went like I was a fanboy.
It's not even Morehouse. Like he's got
family.
You've got the Thriller album. Like these albums that he has are incredible. Like his collections.
I love music. I have it tattooed on my arm in kanji.
He thinks it says music, but we don't know.
Wow, we don't know what
we don't know.
It's all right. I got one on my back too. I think it's something. Who knows what it really is? TJ is a connoisseur of professional wrestling themes.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Becky Lynch theme? Do you like the old Whoa-Whoa-Whoas or the new Wonder Years track?
I like the new one because I could tell she liked it a lot. So whenever I know people switch their music, you could tell it's a little bit personal. So it's like, okay. But you hear that, you know what time it is. You know, so I really
so
like
happy.
That one.
Oh, it is very happy. So yeah, happy. Yeah, yeah. You changed your entrance music.
Yes.
When you changed your character and you enlisted the help of one of my favorite bands that I actually introduced you to, the Wonder Years, and they crafted this song for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Wonder Years. I didn't really like much of his music.
That's me.
Colby.
too much screaming.
Sorry, Seth.
Yeah.
Holland, over there. So much screaming or just...
whininess.
Nasally whining. Yeah. Like, oh my God, it's driving me mental. But there was the Wonder Years and Dan, the singer, Dan Campbell.
Not the Lions coach.
Uh-oh.
Not the Lions That's coach. Right, yeah. Although that would be crazy. Right? Different Dan Campbell.
He seems
different.
Like a metalhead too, so...
Just had this amazing voice, incredible voice. And then we met him and then our kids played together. And when I was thinking of having a new song, I was like, well, who could do it? I don't think Pearl Jam will do it. So would the Wonder Years do it? And I text them, immediately wrote back, hell yeah. And then they got to work.
Bada boom. Awesome.
Yeah.
And now we have New Lows.
Now we have
New Lows. Is New Lows going to make the playlist today?
Oh, can it?
Oh,
maybe he can. Yeah, we'll find out if he can.
That's fun.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean,
I'd love it.
Not quite 90s grunge, but you know,
but they would fit in.
They would.
I think they would totally.
They would fit in.
Yeah.
And just to bring it back to sports a little bit for fun, because we got to talk about some sports on this show. Yeah, you know the sports.
I love the sports.
The Wonder Years from Philadelphia. And the Philadelphia 76ers just landed LeBron James. Did you know that today?
I just found out.
Did you find out? Do you have any feelings about LeBron James in Philadelphia?
Go on. Go on.
That should be the Sixers theme for the year. Go on.
Go on.
That's it. Put it on a t-shirt.
I love that.
Let's go. Have fun. He's not doing it for the money, right? He's doing it for the love.
So he says.
Why does he love Philadelphia?
He doesn't.
Okay.
He loves winning.
He
loves winning and he thinks
he loves cheesecake.
Who doesn't?
Sticks?
Oh, man.
Cheesecake.
76ers, yes.
He thinks he can win with them.
He believes that's the best fit for him to win a title.
And he thinks that the Lakers are losers. Is that what he thinks?
That's what we think.
The Lakers kind of told him to beat it.
Yeah, that relationship had come to. They got out at the right time.
Is there a wrestling equivalent of LeBron going to Philadelphia?
Oh, I mean, no. I mean, wrestling equivalent of it? This one's not as jarring, but like when he went to Miami, when he left Cleveland, went to Miami.
Well, that's like Hogan joining.
That's Hogan joining WCW or the NWO. Yeah, that's 100%. This one is a little more benign, I find.
This is more like Luger showing up at the Mall of America for Nitro.
Yeah, well, that was even more jarring than this, I think, maybe a little bit. I don't know. someone at the end of their career making a move that was a little bit jarring, but not quite, to kind of fade away a little bit. I don't know. Let's think about it. We got to take a break. We're going to come back on the show here with Becky Lynch. You're going to stick around for a little bit longer? Great. Fantastic. We'll think about it. We'll see if we can have a good example there. Coming up.
Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Everybody's saying it. Sports Illustrated says it.
No Contest Wrestling.
Bleacher Report says it. No Contest Wrestling says it. Sirius XM says it. Disney Plus says it. ESPN. Everybody's saying it, guys. Everybody's saying it. We just saw a clip of WWE Superstar Paige kicking you where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
You, Brockman, you, Del Tufo.
Yeah.
But a professional. Didn't harm you at all.
Nope. Not at all.
Wow.
Well done.
So let me ask you, Becky, what happens in the ring if someone were to no-sell a move the way Del Tufo no-sold Paige? What would be your next follow-up?
Well, then they might just get a punch in the face. Sell that.
Bam. Straight to, oh, hey now, be careful.
See? Sold it.
Be careful there. All right.
Who gets more nervous watching the other in a match between the two of you?
Oh, I don't. Do you get nervous watching me wrestle?
No.
I get nervous watching you sometimes.
Oh, do you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
I don't know if I can say this out loud.
Oh.
Well, you're going to have to now.
That's
your lady, man. Well, you said it.
Protective.
Look, I love and respect every single talent that is on our roster. Mm-hmm. I will say, women get a little loose in there sometimes. They get a little more loose than the boys.
Feisty.
So sometimes things can get a little, yes, feisty is a great
feisty,
word.
Feisty.
A little loose. You know, an elbow flies here, hair flies there. A lot of hair flying around. You notice the boys, with our long hair, we wet our hair, right? So it's out of the way. Not these women. No, their hair's just crazy, flying around in there. Fists, hands, nails. You never know what's going to happen. And like, the size discrepancy. Now, occasionally I'm in there with a giant Omos, something along those lines, a Brock Lesnar, some sort of savage. But you're in there often with, I find, women that are larger than you. You know?
Yeah, but I'm tough.
You are very tough.
I'm quick.
You're very quick. Very quick, very tough. But also, like, for someone who is afraid of heights, you are not afraid to jump off the top of a steel cage.
I'm terrified. Yeah. I'm terrified. I just do it.
It was she did this at War Games a few years back, this double cage match. There's a giant cage wrapping two rings. If you're not familiar, it's huge. Two rings side by side, giant cage. And she's got two women on tables and she's on the top of the cage. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you do this? You don't have to do this. You've got lunatics in this match who will do this for you. You do not have to do this. She's like, ah, it's fine. I'm like, she's scared of heights. Like, she doesn't want to climb a tree. She doesn't want to be like 5 feet
climb
off
a tree.
The ground.
Hey, come on. I'll climb a tree. I'm a good tree climber.
But like a roller coaster at a theme park, like very, very
well, that's I can control the tree, you know?
Can you now?
Yes, yes. If I'm up on the tree, I can control the tree. I don't know who built that roller coaster.
That's an excellent point.
That's true.
I don't
that's
know.
That's an excellent point.
Why do I have to trust? I should. A
lot of trust in the WWE cage builders then.
Well, I know them.
You do know them. You do know them. There,
Becky. Can I ask you real quick? Now, we were a part of the ruse of the century last year. You know, Seth comes in, his knee's shattered. We're showing him sympathy. We're asking about his mental health. I'm walking from here to there to hand him his crutches.
We were legit,
so he does not have to get up. Yeah. Now we know what a ruse preschool teacher knew, that it was, you know, it was a little bit of a game. Now, I've seen interviews with you. You had a hard time because you don't like the lie. So what was going through your world as he was in here fooling all of us, creating the liar, liar, pants on fire?
Well, Seth, you know, Rollins, it's I can lie, you know, if it's part of the thing. You know, I find it hard to lie to my friends and my family. You know, like his dad texted me right after. He was like, what's going on with Colby? And do I tell his dad? I don't know how deep he wants to go with this, you know?
It was, yeah.
Is our Aunt Arlene going to tell people? I don't know, you know?
I had to like get my brother and my dad on a group chat and be like, hey, listen, here's the deal. This was after the fact. I didn't tell anybody before the fact. So like everybody was on a group chat. It's fine. Just shut up about it. Don't say anything about it. Yeah. But you were a part of it. You put up a video of me on the crutches.
Yeah. I can lie to the general public. No, I just can't lie to my friend. Yeah. Like Bianca was texting me and she was like, oh no, I think Seth just got hurt. Do you want me to go check on him?
Yeah, sure.
I think he's in the trainer's check room right him. Now. Will I go? And I was like, I'm sure he'll text me. She's like, wait, is this a work? Actually, I'm just going to stop texting you.
She got it.
I mean, you
but then we
everybody.
Went out for dinner with them and he went out with his crutches.
Yeah, you told
so
us that.
So we really kept that lie going.
It was unreasonable. Like I went to unreasonable lengths, like 100%. And she was there every step of the way, supported me. Through thick and thin.
Support the lie.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Now, Becky, were you in on how he was going to reveal at SummerSlam last year with the drop? And
I was on the bus when that conversation happened.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a consultant.
Yes, I was a staunch believer that you shouldn't be in your gear.
That's
right.
He
wanted you in your gear, and I was like, "Hey, he can't be in his gear."
Yeah, the initial was, "Oh, you're coming out because you're cashing in. You know, you have to have it be in your gear because it's going to be a match." And she was like, "Absolutely not. If you're in your gear, then they know it's a dead giveaway. Don't do it."
Right.
You know, but I didn't know.
You listen to the man.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Always listen to the man. Always listen to the man. That's your rule. Always listen to the man. Becky Lynch, and your life will be better for it. I know mine is.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.